You are listening to CPA Review, and more you are listening to CPA Review, and more you are listening to CPA Review, and more you are listening to CPA Review, and more. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're joining from. And thank you for listening to this episode of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager. I'm your producer and director here at the Yeager Studios, Rob Medford. And together, we are bringing you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you're new to the show, I'd like to be the first to thank you for checking us out. We're excited to have you as part of our listenership. If you're here because you've already heard our show and you're a continued listener, we thank you for the ongoing support. It's always greatly appreciated. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more about what Yeager CPA Review has to offer, check out our website at YeagerCPAReview.com or call our office and we'll answer any questions you might have. The link and telephone number will be in the description of this episode. Here at Team Yeager, we're excited to tell you about our new Yeager CPA Review subscription format. It's the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on an all-new, month-to-month, no long-term commitment subscription format. But without any further delay, I'm going to pass the microphone on over to your host, Phil Yeager.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Yeager, and welcome to our podcast today for CPA Review and More. Today, we're going
you got
to
it
have
right
on.
For one.
Thank you very much, Rob. Okay. Today, we have on very interesting gentleman. All right. Josh, are you interesting?
I'd like to think so.
Good. Josh Madigan, who's actually general manager. Is it still at Mostad and Christensen, or has the name been changed?
Yeah, the name has been changed. So Mostad and Christensen was purchased by Tenants Incorporated in 2014. And in the last year or so, we've brought the company back to our Minneapolis headquarters. But the Mostad name still lives on through our cloud marketing platform called the Mostad Marketing Cloud.
Now, I actually, back in 1982, moved to Denver a long time ago. Okay. And I actually started a practice there, an accounting practice. And I had been looking at the marketing materials of Mostad and Christensen at that time, and they were pretty basic marketing things. I mean, there was a letter I remember that it said, if you answer any of the questions no, please give Phil Yeager a call. All right. It was,
sure.
I don't remember. They had some documents, letters. Now, I sent that yes or no letter out, and I was doing tax returns for that season. As a result of that letter, I actually got 650 tax returns the first tax season.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And it was unbelievable. And I actually dealt a lot with Arvid. Is it Arvid Mostad? Is that right?
Yep.
And Shirley Christensen.
Yep.
And they were they were really good in helping me with that. And I spoke to them over the years. Now, let's talk about this original company, Mostad and Christensen. What was their original mission as far as CPAs, accountants, tax accountants? What did they want to do for them?
Well, Arvid and Shirley were CPAs. So,
right.
You know, they brought the unique perspective in creating a tax and accounting marketing company where, you know, they had to build and grow their own firm at one time. And so they really, I think, understood what the specific challenges and opportunities that exist for small to medium firm. And so, you know, that's when they started their business in the late 1970s. And I think what they really brought to the industry is they were some of the original pioneers of producing client content, or what we call now content mark. And so, you know, when you're talking about the direct mailing pieces that you used back in 1982 versus a client newsletter, you know, in really producing the initial foray, like I said, for industry into content marketing to help firms connect with their clients and grow their practice.
And I found out about them because they ran an ad in the Journal of Accountancy back then.
Sure.
And a very small box ad, very small. And actually, I think they were the only ones that were doing this type of marketing in the accounting industry, all right, to help accountants get clients, that type of thing.
Yep.
I don't believe they had any competition at that point. But, you know, I actually, I think I might have contacted them even before 1982. But Arvid was very good, helped me a lot, as I said. And it was a very basic letter, very basic letter. And I have to say, to this date, all right, that actually created my tax practice, amazingly enough.
Well, that's
now,
awesome.
After that, yeah, I used that letter a couple of tax seasons. And, it, you know, more people came from that letter. And, you know, it's so basic. I guess if you look at what happened back in 1982 compared to today, today, of course, is to me more complicated, where back then, we just had a basic letter. And the basic letter said, you know, if you answered, you know, no to any of these, give me a call. And people called up on the phone, which you don't see that as much today.
Sure.
All right. Today they email you. So it was pretty basic. And the nice thing about it is when people called me, I got to really show them what my personality was,
yeah.
You know, on the phone, right? Which I don't feel in a lot of cases email does that. But, you know, I'm one of the old dinosaurs, I guess, Tyrannosaurus of the accounting field. So I like that. Now tell me, you continued on that, but how has it changed over the years? And are you still helping people as much today? All right. What's the mission of the new company?
Well, I'd like to think we're helping more people today. What I would say about your experience in using that simple piece of content from a direct mail perspective is there's a key lesson there. And that lesson is that powerful, relevant messaging with a clear call to action will produce results. And you're right, the world's getting more complicated. There's infinite more ways now for us in channels for us to communicate with people. But at the end of the day, we're still doing what that letter for you did, is finding ways to develop relevant, powerful messages on behalf of firms to help them connect with their clients and increase their retention rates, or to generate new leads for them and introduce taxpayers to their firm.
Now, if people call up your company, I assume you still take phone calls. If they call up your company, all right, you're still dealing with the what? The small to medium-sized firms, is that correct?
Typically, yes. But one of the advantages of Mostad and Christensen being part of Tenants now is that Tenants is really the broadest supplier to the tax and accounting industry of products that they need, from practice management to traditional more marketing solutions, e-filing, as well as a digital marketing suite of products. Tenants have built over the really, you know, they were pioneers in helping build tools for tax and accounting firms to you know, have an online presence, connect, you know, with their customers on social media through email, and then in developing content as well. And so really, you know, by Tenants acquiring Mostad and Christensen, it really helped to deepen the editorial capabilities that we have. And so now we feel that we've got great tools, we've got an amazing editorial and content team, and can really help to tell the story of, or help to tell a firm story to help them get that meaningful connection with their customer and prospect.
Are you still dealing with people that are first starting out of practice? Or are you just going with firms that are already in practice that just want to do additional marketing?
Great question. We have thousands of clients, and it kind of, you know, fills the gamut, I guess, of where they're at in building their business. Typically, though, we are working with more established firms that have really one of two goals. Is how do they, the attention spans are very short today. And so for any business, especially outside of tax season, where there's a little bit of vacuum that exists, how do these firms keep in contact with their clients, communicate any changes out of Washington or any important deadlines or tax planning milestones that, those clients need to know, as well as firms that maybe are newer or have stagnated in their growth. And we've been developing solutions for them to generate new leads and reach out to people in their specific target market, which is obviously, usually pretty local to where the firm or office is.
So you're telling me, if I hear you correctly, that if Phil Yeager comes to your company now and says, I'm starting out, I want to establish a tax practice, all right, can you help me? What is your answer? You don't deal with the starter-up type company?
Yeah, we certainly can help you. We have different marketing products and practice management products.
If I could just start here. All right, I call you up, all right? I say, Josh, I'm starting a new tax practice. It's now January, all right? And actually, it would have to be before then. I'm sending out any materials. All right. But I come to you anyway. And I say, all right, I heard you have excellent marketing products. All right. What exactly would I do to market my practice? And, you know, how much do you get involved? And just a general figure about what the cost would be to help me establish a marketing plan.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we don't sell what I would call like a turnkey sort of marketing strategy or you know, solution. What we do is we can, though, provide core elements that you would need to build your practice. So we can help you with establishing your identity, you know, a logo, creating a, what we have a product called Integer Websites for Accountants to create an online presence where we buy the domain name for you, help you set up email. We can put our marketing cloud on top of that to help connect you to social media channels like LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook. We have an email platform that enables you to, you know, execute email marketing campaigns to new prospects. And then we have a number of traditional products as well, that direct mail products that still exist. And so really, it's going to depend on where that firm is at in its startup process and what the specific needs and objectives are of the, you know, the entrepreneur or the partner, whoever is in charge of, you know, ramping up their efforts.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, when I actually used that letter, I did send a letter out to a specific group. And back then, you could call these companies and they would give you lists of things. Like,
yes.
I think the list I got was new homeowners in the Denver area. All right. So I wrote to these people. And the whole premise is when they called me and I wrote another letter to them, I said, well, you know, are you aware that for, you know, selling your residence in another state or even in Colorado? But the point is, there are certain tax aspects that I know that I could save you money with. They love that word, saving money.
Of course.
And based on that, all right, I got a lot of people who had moved into Denver, who had sold their residence in another state, and I helped them with the sale of the residence, all right? And what tax benefits they got from that. So that did target. In fact, I got the list. I mailed them out. I bought a list from another company, not from Mostad and Christensen, but another company. But with the marketing tools you gave me, that letter, all right, I followed it up with another letter when they called me and explained to them what the benefits would be of working with me. And back then, really, no one else was doing marketing in the Denver area. Just me. It's interesting.
Gotcha.
It wasn't the way it is today. Today's so competitive. So, you know, with the competitive market, all right, what's the chance of someone buying your marketing, you know, if you want to call it your marketing package, and actually having some degree of success? You know, what's the chance? Now, I want to go back here so people will understand this. All right, I'm going to call you Mostad and Christensen. I call Mostad and Christensen now, and I get someone on the phone. Now, who do I get on the phone, by the way, when I call?
Well, we have a team of people that are solutions consultants. So, you know, we're primarily focused right now on from the Mostad Marketing Cloud perspective is on, you know, a digital marketing platform. And so you would either call or schedule a demo with one of our solutions consultants, and they would really help they would work to understand what your specific needs are and then identify what solutions we have that can help you reach your goals.
Right. Now, give me an example. I call you up and I'll say it again. I'm starting a tax practice, Josh.
Yep.
What can you do for me? I mean, can you help me? Because I'm not really into marketing. You know, I'm a CPA. You know, no one really taught me how to do marketing. So I'm coming to you, the experts, to do marketing. Okay. All right. Give me some idea. What are you going to do for me? I don't want to go back to it again. What is it going to cost me for you to develop this program for me?
Okay. Great question. So where I would probably start is establishing your online presence, right? When people make buying decisions today, 80% of consumers research their decision online. They're going to likely, whether you've been referred to you or they've seen an advertisement, they're going to come to your website to see what you're about. We have that Integer website for accountants platform that is sold on a subscription. So it really starts at about $33 a month, in which we will, you can choose from design templates that are specifically, created to fit the theme of a tax and accounting firm. And we'll buy that domain name for you, so you have your unique online address. We'll help you set up your email. If you don't have a logo, we can, that's an additional service through us, but we can help you develop that. And then our platform is really designed to, number one, give you marketing pages to describe your services, and then other tools that you would need as a tax and accounting firm, from secure file sharing to accepting online payments, financial calculators, those sort of tools. And like I said, so that ranges, starting at really $33 a month. But what that will do is that kind of gives you your home base, so to speak, on the internet. And so, and obviously the first goal is to, communicate or establish your online presence and as a professional accounting firm, and then really go into detail about the services and value that you bring. So that's where it starts.
I would think they want to get on the Google search, right?
And absolutely,
basically move up on organic search. Now, do you help them with first the how to move up on the organic search? Do you tell them what they must do? All right. Maybe you do it so they can move up on the organic search, which doesn't cost anything. All right.
Yeah.
And it's in every state. Well, assuming they want to go to every state. But, the organic search doesn't cost anything. But I guess initially, all right, do you recommend a pay-per-click type thing for an accounting firm who doesn't have any ranking on the organic?
Initially, Phil, what we would recommend is that a firm invest in their own site content and put time and energy into that. Google is a search engine.
So get a person instead of the person you're recommending to get someone to help them create the website? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we have that product for people. So we do all the hard part.
Okay.
We create any page they need. All of our website building product is all, built to technically meet the SEO specifications that Google wants in a website. Mm-hmm. But where you're going to get the most bang for your buck is by having original content that is contextually relevant to your area, number one, and the services that you provide. So we'll counsel people to, if they are, for instance, in Minneapolis and service the Nokomis area of the city, to get real specific about the area that they work in, the services they have, the type of clients that they typically work with or companies that they work with, because that will give Google the most ammunition for people to find you and search it.
And move up on the organic search, right?
Yeah, and start to move up on the organic search. And then from there, you can graduate into PPC services. So where you're doing pay-per-click.
Do you handle pay-per-click? Are you a Google, whatever they call it, representative?
We don't offer that today, but we have content that we produce, marketing content, and we have different, part of what we do for our clients is we provide ongoing consultation services and help them in how to structure their campaigns in both Google, Facebook is very effective from a PPC perspective.
Do you give them any help in finding someone who can do this pay-per-click, who you feel is a reputable? You don't have contacts throughout the country with that, do you? How would they find someone if they want to get someone to help them do pay-per-click until the organic search moves up?
Yeah, we don't have a sort of a matching service right now, but as a marketer, what I would recommend is that LinkedIn has what's called a ProFinder service. And, that's a really great way to find people in your area that could help you with those needs.
Yeah, LinkedIn is a phenomenal service. That's how I actually meet people to do the radio show. That's the podcast. I'm sorry, do the podcast. And
sure.
I don't know if it's used as much as it probably should be. To find contacts, it's really a great. And if you know how to use LinkedIn, all right. And I assume there are people that do know how to play around with LinkedIn, which isn't it social media in a way?
Oh, absolutely. LinkedIn is the Facebook of business. You know, that's really the way that I look at it. And I don't come from the tax and accounting industry. My history, I've been at Tenants for about 4 years now. My history is more in advertising, marketing, content marketing, advertising technology. And so especially in other industries, LinkedIn is really the go-to tool. And so I'm a huge believer in the impact that it can have on your sales and marketing effort. I think LinkedIn in tax and accounting is becoming more and more important, especially as a way to generate business clients and that year-round revenue that especially all the smaller tax firms are looking for. And so we have a number of tools that not only help produce content for LinkedIn, but publish to LinkedIn as a way to organically increase your reach to your target audiences through that platform too.
Do you give help to people who want to use LinkedIn, but they really don't know how to use it to find clients or, you know, network with people?
Absolutely.
You tell them how you do.
Yeah, we actually have a turnkey solution that automates their LinkedIn marketing. So
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. What our platform does is, first of all, is that, you know, we're a most of Marketing Cloud is a content marketing platform. So our editorial team produces tax tips, newsletters, general client newsletters, business-specific newsletters, tax planning newsletters. We have article libraries. And what our platform does is it enables you to either select individual content pieces or articles or have like a feed like a tax tip or a newsletter. First of all, be published on your website and then promoted onto LinkedIn, because we want to use LinkedIn as a way to reach out to your customers or prospect and engage them with content about the services that your firm provides and drive them back to the firm website, because that's where, you know, people are exposed to information about the services that you have, other services that you might offer, and generally good things happen from a market.
Will you hold their hand as much as they want to? I guess you charge for that, correct? If they really want to hire you as a marketing person, all right, and, you know, spend a certain number of hours a month with you, do you have that type of service, or how does that work?
We have kind of a hybrid of what you're talking about. So when somebody buys a subscription to the MostAd Marketing Cloud, so it's just like our Integer website for accountants product, where our Marketing Cloud is sold as a subscription service. And we'll go through what we call an onboard process. And each of our subscribers has an account manager here that is dedicated and works with them. And part of what that account manager does is help them get everything set up. Because just like you said, you know, most of our customers are their accountants or their CPAs, tax professionals, not marketers. So we help connect their LinkedIn to our platform, help get our content publishing scripts on their website and make it easy for them to get going. And then our system is automated. So all the, you know, keeping your LinkedIn feed full of content is taken care of by our platform. But then on an ongoing basis, we do what we call, you know, here check-in calls, where we, you know, every month or two, or depending on what the specific needs of the customer are, we'll, you know, check in with you, see how things are going, share with you what's working for other firms, and work to solve some of the specific challenges a firm would have as well.
So you think LinkedIn is, I mean, I agree with you, LinkedIn is very good. Now, do you use are you into the other social media? I think you are. Do you believe that like Facebook is good for an accountant, or
100%.
Instagram?
I think Facebook is better. You know, Instagram, the challenge with Instagram is you can publish content to it, but Instagram is really was built as a photo sharing platform. And so there's no linkable element within an Instagram post to take people from that, you know, what a firm, you know, a content marketing piece or an advertisement, back to the site, unless you're buying media through them. So if you're just publishing organic content, you can't bring people back to your website. In Facebook, you can do that. And so now, we prefer Facebook a little bit more.
Now, accountants, you know, they might be shy about. I think like doing Facebook videos are a good idea of marketing, and you can boost those to different areas. And
yes.
But the thing is, a lot of accountants are afraid to make videos. Do you get into that? Do you show them how to use video for the Facebook? Do you go into that at all?
Yeah, we show them how to use it. We have tools that automatically do it for them, and we produce video content for you. So
what do they need? What do they need if you're going to produce the video?
Nothing. That's part of, we want them to be accountants and to focus on the work for their clients and let us handle the social media communication. So we produce all the video here in-house.
Okay, but if I want to do a video, all right, for my Facebook, all right, what do I do? Do I call you up and say, Josh, I want to do a video for my CPA firm, all right, can you help me with that exactly? Or I don't have any equipment here. So what should I do, Josh?
Well, there's lots of ways that you can produce video. And one of the things, Phil, that I want to say first is, to give a little context around this, is that, because this is a really important topic, that we believe that within the next year and a half, 80% of all content consumed online will be through video. And so this is an area where, firms, I think, really need to take seriously and figure out how they can tell their story through this different content medium, which is obviously very compelling. We all like to watch videos. But it's challenging, like you mentioned, to create because of the inherent production complexities and costs that exist. So if you come to me and that's, if you have the issue that you're talking about in your scenario where you want to produce a video for your firm, generally you have three options today. You can invest in the equipment and software and try to train yourself to not only, write, shoot and produce and edit video and distribute it. You can hire a firm to create custom video, which, can be very, very expensive. $25,000-$50,000 is nothing to spend on a video through a traditional ad agency or a firm that specializes in producing a video. Or you can use a subscription service like ours, where what we're doing is we have two products. One is called TaxVid. The other is called FirmVid, which is coming out actually in a couple weeks. But where we use video as a way to educate clients, keep them informed. So we'll do, we produce a video explaining the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act or, new rules that affect businesses. And we'll use canned, video elements and then wrap around that video. And it's at the beginning and end what you'd call pre-roll and post-roll, firm branding, so that a firm can use that video content to keep their clients informed, or in the case of our upcoming FirmVid product, market their firm on Facebook, use what you mentioned, the boosted post feature, which allows you to take a Facebook post that you generate and expose that to people beyond than who just like your Facebook page, where you can get very granular and pick people in specific zip codes or regions. And then there's a lot of demographic targeting you can use for household income or gender or services that are, interests that people have, and really have a comprehensive video marketing strategy that frankly is at a very low cost.
Let me understand this. You help me produce them. Who's on the video? Is that me or is there someone else? Or I just have clips of myself that's inserted on the video? Who's actually making the video? Am I on the video? Am I the talent? Is that what you're doing?
What we're doing is we're doing animations. We're using live action sequences. And so the firm is branded, it'll have your logo at the beginning. It has your logo at the end. We put what we call lead magnets or ways to, drive people through a call to action back to your website. But it is, what you'd say, canned video content. For you to do a introductory video about your firm where, you have the partner or owner of the firm, you'd have to go more the self-production route or hire an agency to do that. And there, with the self-production, obviously cell phone, an iPhone has a very good video camera. You can get good lighting and recording equipment generally pretty cheap. The main issue there is that the technical expertise and time it takes to require, to produce a good video. it can be a challenge versus going with more of a traditional agency that can get fairly costly. But obviously, you get a more professionally produced product at that point.
Yeah, but I think when people are starting out, they don't want to spend a lot of money. They're trying to do the best they can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me bring in Rob. Rob, you actually, you do this type of thing. I'm not promoting Rob, by the way. But Rob, what's your feeling on doing video for Facebook or whatever? It's not a costly thing to put it together, are you? To buy the camera, whatever?
No. So we've already got the material, and like some of the stuff we do for like the Facebook stuff, we're just using your webcam with good lighting. So the biggest thing for anything we do on social is just making sure that the audio sounds great and that the image quality and the lighting work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of, I think, underestimate that. Like, you don't need to spend $500 on a camera. You can spend $45 to $100 on a decent camera, especially if you're doing it right from your computer, and then spend $25 to $40 on decent ring lights so that you're being lit up properly. I think the biggest focus is to put quality into your audio so that you don't hear a lot of husk and fuzz in the background. But
sure. Yeah, you can. There's a lot of kits.
It really comes down to the post-production.
You're right. And you know, I'll just echo, Rob, what you said. So you can go on Amazon and get really good lighting, audio kits that are meant to pair with either an iPhone or an Android phone that have a pretty amazing video camera. The challenge and you know, that we have really embraced, and I think exists for most small firms, is the time factor. You know, social media channels, they're beasts, so to speak, that need to be fed a lot. And so, you know, one of the scenarios that we see a lot from people, whether it's some a firm owner or partner that has started a client newsletter and now has this monthly obligation, maybe, where, you know, where it takes them, because they're not professional writers, you know, it can take them a day's work to come up with a newsletter that has, you know, the articles and the quality that they think, you know, represents their firm the way that they want to. And they'll come to us and say, you know, I'm sick of staying up till 2:30 in the morning on a Wednesday trying to get this newsletter out, because my job isn't to write a newsletter. It's not to produce a video. It's to be an accountant or to be a tax professional. And I need to serve my clients. And so, you know, that's, I think, where we see the big challenge is, you know, it's not just producing one video. It's how do you consistently produce video and be able to edit and modify your content to make sure that it's not just there, but generating the results you're looking for.
It's now, would you recommend, first of all, let me ask you this, Josh. If people want to get a hold of your firm, okay, here's the plug for the, I'll call him Most Evan Christensen. Josh, why don't you give a, you know, like an advertisement for yourself. Make an advertisement right now on the podcast and tell the people why they might want to use you and how they would get a hold of you. And tell them what you do, basically, okay? And,
sure.
You know, 200 words or less. I mean, you can do a commercial right now. We're giving you that time, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. You know, the Mostad Marketing Cloud is really, our goal is to make digital marketing easy for tax and accounting firms. So if anyone can go to cloud.mostad.com, so cloud.mostad.com. There's lots of information about our marketing cloud. And then you can either try a subscription or sign up for a personal demo where we walk you through and show you exactly how it works. But in general, what we're doing is bringing your web presence to life, infusing your website each week with new, fresh, great content, using that content, so that newsletter or tax tip or new article in your article library, to promote your site through what we call a client-centric approach. So hitting clients where they are, whether they're on LinkedIn or they're checking their email or on Facebook or Twitter. And then other tools to help generate, you know, reviews, referrals, automate birthday greeting, right? Our whole mission is to make their lives easier and help them be effective marketers.
That was good because I think everyone, by the way, that was a good promo.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
And Rob will be sending you a bill for that promo.
Okay.
Anyway, at least, yeah, no problem. We'll work it out for you.
But the thing it's only $50 for every 5 seconds.
Oh, can I re-record that shorter, please?
I was going to say it's $50 for every word. How's that?
But wow.
No, I think I really, I believe in Mostad and Christensen because they helped me. Now, of course, technology is so different today. But I think if you call Mostad and Christensen, by the way, what is your phone number? Josh, can I call you?
Of course. And, you know, like a typical digital guy, I don't have that right in front of me. So 800-888-5803. And the other thing I really want to stress is, as now Mostad and Christensen really is Tenens, which is T-E-N-E-N-Z. You know, what we're really excited about is we can solve lots of other problems that the marketing cloud does, you know, just can't get to because of, you know, its focus. So that's from, like I said before, e-filing to presentation materials. If you need tax return folders to present the quality of your work, you want to send holiday cards in the mail, you need tax forms or other accounting forms, checks, business cards. You know, we really pride ourselves on our solving problems and making life easy for our customers. And so as part of being part of Tenens, we have such a breadth of services that we can offer to folks and be, you know, hopefully be that trusted advisor to help them build and grow their practice.
And I'm sure if they call you and they say, well, Josh, give me some idea what this will cost us, you can tell them without, you know, people want to know starting out because money is very tight. Obviously, they want to know, what is this going to cost me initially, just to get started and do a good job of marketing, all right? And you
Absolutely.
Will tell them that. You'll share that, right?
Yeah, we publish it on our website, so we're very open about price. And we have a low-cost philosophy. So, you know, we really pride ourselves on being, you know, low cost and high quality. We get it. We know that, you know, for especially a business like you're talking about that's in the startup phase, that, you know, you have to watch expenses while you're working to grow revenue.
Correct. Well, Josh, I want to thank you very much. I'm glad you finally came on, and I appreciate it because I'm going to go back to the old name. I know the tenant, but Mostad and Christensen were sort of pioneers in the marketing for CPAs and accounting professionals. And, you know, of course, back then, as we said, things were simpler, but even though a little more complicated now, all right?
Sure.
The people who you'll be talking to at your company, all right, have the experience to deal with the current technology, right?
So Absolutely.
If the accountant doesn't know the current technology, you will tell him and you will take that responsibility away from him so he can concentrate or she can concentrate on what they're there for, to serve the client, all right? And good service, generally the clients will refer you as a business. And by the way, do you tell the people, this is one thing I noticed about people, they don't ask the clients for business. In other words, they don't ask the clients, hey, if you know, can you give me a name of some people who might be interested in my service? All right. They don't do that. I don't know why. Is that old marketing? I mean, I still think it's a good idea. If you got people you're pleasing and they like you, all right, wouldn't you recommend that they ask them, hey, can you give me some names of people and phone numbers who I might be able to call? It's not a cold call, all right?
No.
And mention your name, okay? Hey, I think that's a good source of clients if you can do that.
100, couldn't agree with you more, Phil. You know, the most firms grow through referrals and word of mouth. And I think that a strategic error that a lot of partners and firm owners make is that they assume that will just take care of itself organically. Where if you've ever worked in a sales environment or a sales culture, you know, typically you're constantly reminding your salespeople. And as a firm owner trying to grow your business, you know, that's one of the hats you have to wear is that, you know, to ask for referral, that it's not a, you know, there's no shame in that. And that people generally, your clients want to help you. They want, you know, if you're doing good work for them, they want you to be successful. And that's a big part of our platform too. We have a referral platform that that gives you the content and the best practices from a marketing perspective to ask your clients, you know, for that referral and tell them how to, you know, what the best way to connect you to a prospective client would be. And then reminders to kind of do the tactical or heavy work for you. But you're right. You know, if anyone takes away anything from this podcast, it's don't be afraid to ask for a referral.
Do not assume your client is going to refer you unless you tell them you want business.
Yes.
Right? A lot of people figure, hey, I'm doing a good job for my clients. Why aren't they referring me? Well, a lot of times, as you know, they don't want to refer you because you have not told them you need business. And they're just going to assume that you have so much business, you don't need to have some new clients. So that's why you got to ask them and say, hey, yep. Bill, John, whatever your name is. All right. Hey, do you have any names? Do you have any people you know who might want my service? And don't ask them to have them call you up. You get their phone numbers, all right,
yeah.
And their names from your clients, and you call them, okay?
Yep.
Would you recommend send an email first or just pick up the phone and call them?
I would probably recommend both. And one of the things that I like to recommend as well is that, and this is something that's obviously the referring client is optional for them, but don't be afraid to ask them to make an introduction.
Good point.
Right? Because that's a way to take a cold lead and make it a little bit warmer. And so, and I think it's just as simple as if you ask client X for a referral and they say, well, you should talk to Joe Johnson, just simply follow that up by saying, would you mind making an introduction? And a lot of times that's easiest over email. So that's maybe where you start with an email, but then, you know, reach out to that person as well by phone. And, you know, that means that I think that communicates that you really, you know, want to talk to them. And especially if you're coming from the place of, you know, I think I can really help you. I was talking to, you know, client X who I've worked with through many years and helped them solve a number of problems that have, you know, saved them money, like the key buzzwords that you said. And I think I can help you too. You know, would it make sense for us to meet, to understand your situation a little bit better?
I think that's the crux of the whole thing, really, in many respects. Yeah, we have the technology and all that stuff, but it still is the old fashioned, instead of sending them a letter, you email them and then follow it up with a call. Don't be afraid to talk to people, okay? It's still, to me, the best form of communication. It really
is. I agree.
So anyway, Josh, I'll say it again. Thank you very much. And we hope to have you back on this podcast again, because I think there's a lot more we could talk to you about. And anyway, I want to wish you a good July 4th holiday, all right? This is probably going to be played after July 4th, but because it's almost July 4th, I want to wish you a good holiday. And thank you. And hopefully, and repeat your phone number one last time.
Sure. It's 800-888-5803 or cloud.mostad.com. Thank you, Phil. Thanks, Rob. It was fun to be on, and I'd be happy to come back on again anytime you need me.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for being the best part of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show to share your story, we want to hear from you. Send me an email to the studio at podcast@YeagerCPAReview.com. If you're enjoying the content that we're providing, we'd greatly appreciate it if you'd submit a review to the Apple iTunes podcast app to let us know how we're doing. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to find out more about the CPA exam and what Yeager has to offer, check out YeagerCPAReview.com or call our office and we'll answer any questions you may have. The link and the phone number will be in the description of this podcast. Here at Team Yeager, we're excited to tell you about our new Yeager CPA Review subscription format. It's the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on an all-new month-to-month, no-commitment subscription format. Check it out today. Once again, my name's Rob Medford. I'm your executive producer and director here at the Yeager Studios. And until next time, take care and be audit you can be.